I'd say it's a joy to be back out this way. I was thinking about how it's weird that how the Lord gives you affirmation. I've been thinking about one singular word all this week, and it's been the word "lot." And when Susan and them and the kids sang that song about "Amen," it's like just the Lord just assured me it was the way to go. If you have your Bibles, we're going to be reading out of Matthew chapter number 5. We're just going to read a few verses. We're going to start at the 14th verse. The Bible said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set up on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light that are all in the house. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." And that's all we feel like reading. If I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't know what all we're going to say or do. But Randy, even though this may be the most nervous I've ever been, every time that I stand up, when I don't know which way I'm going to go, I don't know what I'm going to say or do, it's the best place to be in, Daniel, because I don't have a way to go about it. I don't have a way to pre-plan things. I don't have a way to overthink things. I can just go with what the Lord has me to do, with what the Lord has me to say, and you can take it or leave it. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I've been thinking about the word "light." I've been thinking about being a light to this world. I've been thinking about how young people say, "I didn't even know that when we came." But kids, when y'all go into school, when you go into work, when you're in all these places out in the world, you're a light to these people. They're looking at you. You don't know what they're going through. You know what? I've been thinking about these tunnels, these big old tunnels that go through Atlanta. I've had this thought, I guess, for about 8 months now. And I was thinking about how you go through these big, long tunnels. You got these little bitty lights that just go throughout the tunnel, Daniel. And I was thinking about how we're those lights in people's life. When you're going through that dark place, when you're going through a place where you don't know where it's going to lead, you can be the light in someone's life that can help them get it through it. But we got to be willing to do it. Because there's also lights that flicker. There's also lights that don't shine bright and can lead a car astray. I've been just thinking about this being a light in people's life and the light in my life. Matthew, you talk about Dillard all the time. I know you love the man. I know you miss him. But he was a light in your life. And even though he's dead and gone, man, even though he's not on this world, that light still shines bright and it shines within you. And you can spread it to this world wherever you may lead it. No matter where it goes, man, that light will never die. You tell your kids about it. You tell their kids about it. And his light will keep on shining. No matter what happens, there's people out in this cemetery out in Stoners that I looked up to, Randy, that I thought were the kings and queens, I'm going to be honest, that I have a lot of pride in, a lot of faith towards, and I'm thankful that I can still see them when I'm at my lowest, when I'm in my lowest of lows, their light still shines, and they're still beside me through it all. No matter where I'm at, they're still beside me. Their light will never die if we keep spreading God's holy word, because that's what they stood for and that's what they believed in. But we can't be afraid to share it. We can't be these people that stand off to the side not willing to give what God has for them. We got to be up front. It might be awkward. It might be weird to do it. I got a situation at work right now. I'll say he's my best friend at work. He doesn't believe in God, Randy. He talks about it. Me and him's had a lot of talks. And I've stepped out of my comfort zone a little bit to try to tell him about the good that God has done. We've had some good talks I've been praying for, and I hope one day he'll accept Jesus. But church, we got to be the light so they can see they're not like us. They don't come to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. They don't open the doors. But we're the light. We are the church, and we need to be spreading it all throughout. We are the church. It ain't this building. This might be called a church, but the people, we're the church. No matter where you go, Don't matter if you're in California, Alaska, some other country. Spread the light that Jesus gave you, because He was the first light. You know, Randy, when I got saved, literally speaking, I didn't see no big light, but I saw the light. When He came in my heart, I saw the light. He gave me peace and assurance, and we should be able to spread it to this lost and dying world. Jesus Christ spread it. He's the biggest light in the Bible, the biggest light known to mankind. When He was dying on the cross, when He was on the cross, there was a thief beside Him. The thief asked for forgiveness, and Jesus, lowest of lows, He said, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." In His lowest of lows, when you're going through those dark tunnels, when you don't know when you're going to get out, church, still spread it, because you don't know who you're going to impact. We go through these dark places in our life in order to gain knowledge. When my dad died, Randy, it was the lowest point of my life. But you know what? I hear people say all the time, I would love to talk to him again, and I would. I'd love to talk to him again, but I wouldn't wish him back for nothing. Number one, he's in a better place. And number two, I grew so much from it. God showed me so much. He brought me out of the darkest point of my life through people who kept on spreading the light to me when I wanted to go back into my old ways. Matthew, you're one of the biggest ones. You were beside me. We grew a friendship from it. And I'm thankful that you spread your light to me. You encouraged me. Church, that's what we got to do. We got to encourage people. When Job went through all he had, when he got his sons and daughters, his cattle, all of that taken away from him, he never forsake God, and he kept on with God, no matter what came against him. Church, I know it's hard to say, and it's hard to, I can say a lot of things, but it's hard to do what you say. And when you come right down to it, it's hard when those trials come to only look towards God, because that's the first thing you do. It's one of the first things I did when my dad died. I questioned God. I said, "God, why'd you take him from me? I was just 19 years old and you took him from me." And I didn't know what to do, Randy. I didn't know which way to turn. But I'm thankful for those lights in my life. You, Earl, all them people showed me where to go to. And that was the holy book of God. And He kept me. And He safely guarded me through all the troubles and all the trials that I went through. And He'll continue to do it until I leave this whole world behind. Until my eyes close in death. And I'm one. Off like a rocket ship. Gone. I'm thankful I can feel Him here. I'm thankful when I'm in the Spirit, it feels like He's eternally around me. There's no other person watching. It's just me and Him. But when that day comes, when this old flesh finally decays off from me, and I'm off to glory lane. Well, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. I'm just 20 years old, but I'm thankful that this life's short and I'm going to see it eternally. It will never end. Never. Never. That's a big word. Big word with little letters. Never. But what a day that will be, Randy. That's all I got. It's just a joy to be here, church. You keep on being that light, because you don't know who you're going to impact. You don't know who you're going to be a light to. It could be somebody walking down the street. It could be somebody in the church house for all you know. You don't know, church, who you're going to be a light to. That's why you got to spread it, Randy. You can't be afraid. That's all I got.